Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel, our Lord turns to the two disciples who are following him, and he asks them, "What are you looking for?" Now, this question is a question that God, or Jesus, poses to every single person, and he is looking into their heart for the answer. What are you looking for? And so, since God himself wants this response from us, it's very important and useful that we ask ourselves, what are we looking for? And we really get to the bottom of things. Are we looking for God? Are we looking for his truth? Are we looking for our salvation? Or are we looking for our own personal pleasure and satisfaction? Are we looking for the things of the world? Are we looking for a good reputation? Okay, these are the questions that we need to answer, and that it is very useful to ask ourselves. Our Lord says in the gospel that he who seeks finds. That is, whatever you are seeking, you will in fact find. So for the person who is seeking God and truth and salvation, they will find exactly that, God and truth and salvation. But if someone is seeking themselves and the world and their own sinful pleasures, then they will find those things as well. And they will find themselves separated from God. Okay, that is a path that leads away from God. This is what St. John tells us in today's first reading. He says, "Children, let no one deceive you. Whoever sins belongs to the devil." Okay, of course, he's talking about mortal sin. And when we make that free choice to sin gravely, God himself respects our freedom. But there are consequences, right? We put ourselves in the other camp, the camp of the enemy, which in fact the word Satan means enemy. And so he says, "Let no one deceive you. Whoever sins belongs to the devil." Now we have a wonderful example in today's saint that we celebrate here in the U.S., St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, that she was one who was seeking God, seeking the truth. And that's exactly what she found, as our Lord, again, promises in the gospel, "He who seeks, finds." And we mention this in the opening prayer of today's Mass. It says, "O God, who crowned with the gift of true faith St. Elizabeth Ann Seton's burning zeal to find you." You see that? She had a burning zeal to find God. And so he crowned that zeal with the gift of true faith. She was, in fact, born into the Episcopalian Church, but she was always seeking God and seeking the truth with an upright heart. And eventually, she found the fullness of truth in the Catholic faith. She converted, and she would go on to be a saint and a model for all of us. But, you know, it wasn't like after her conversion, she stopped her seeking. The seeking God and his truth was for her, as it was for the other saints, something that was done on a daily basis. We could even say from moment to moment, she was seeking to know God, his holy will, and to fulfill it as best as she could. And so for this reason, the prayer goes on to say that we, too, we're already Catholics, may always seek you with diligent love and find you in daily service with sincere faith. And so every single Christian should have the heart of a seeker, one who is seeking God, his truth, and salvation. And we will be guaranteed to find if we persevere in faith and in love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.